Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Forever, Ilona Europa loves this song. I have so many of them, but I decided that Sun is Going Down Forever will be opening my Accent On show. Why? Because in LA, it seems like sun is always up. But today is dark, it's hot, it's summerishly, and in a studio, it's just the most beautiful atmosphere, I think, that I can create and I can give it to all of you who listen to my show. Okay, Accent On, everybody knows, is mostly about people who are bringing to my studio with them funny accents. I'm bringing every Monday mine. I cannot get rid of. Probably I will die with this funky accent. But seems like I can make business of it, which means America, thank you. I got my own show, I love it, and I'm hoping to get even more and more successful with this one. I hope people know also that I am writing and singing, and for years my big passion is to work with young, wonderful singers, songwriters. Sometimes they're a little bit older, like 17, 18, 20, but sometimes they're pretty young. And the youngest that I discovered was like 10 and a half years old. And I need to mention that this Sunday, Shitanya Ivaturi, who from time to time is coming to studio and we are listening to her songs, she just had audition to America's Got Talent. She was in the front of the lines and she went to first, second audition. They put her on a camera. We are waiting for calls back and we are keeping our fingers crossed because Shitanya is amazing and we know that. And we'll see what will happen, okay? But this is one of those shows. We have beautiful girl in a studio and not so bad looking daddy with her. But I think, what is your name?
Okay. Sierra McKenzie.
Sierra McKenzie. That's so good name for the stage. What do you think?
Yes.
You know, I changed my name because I had few of them. Then first I thought I would be Ilona. In my country, I was Kotapska, Wieczorek. Then I moved to America. Then I was Ilona and my ex-husband name. Then I was Ilona with exclamation point. Then I was Ilona, eventually Europa, because I have funky accent. And then when it comes to marketing, that was genius idea. Everybody said, yeah, she sings well. Gosh, but she has an accent. I'm like, duh, I'm from Europe. Okay, then I put Europa. And from this moment on, nobody questioned anymore my accent. They said, oh, she's from Europe. Look at how cool accent she has when she sings. I'm like, winning! Then you never know what helps in this crazy business, entertainment business. Okay, but you are here, not from Poland, not from Europe. You are here from...
Oklahoma!
Oklahoma! Danny.
Yes.
Danny. Okay, what is your, again, full name?
My name, Danny Crane.
Yeah, and Danny Crane, that's having daughter with you who dreams, and I think she dreams for a reason, and I think something great is happening in her life, and I know she will be having so many fans after this show. Mm-hmm. We'll add lots of, hopefully. But, Dad, what a great relationship with daughter who is how old?
14.
Danny, she's 14 and she loves you. She's a teenager. She's supposed to say, Dad, stay home. I don't know if I want you with me on this journey. But seems like this is not your daughter.
No. She's something else. You know, I look at when I was 14 and the things that I was doing. I was looking for G.I. Joe in the sandbox, you know. And she's writing incredible songs and, I mean, just doing some amazing things, and I'm very fortunate that she's as mature as she is, and we're enjoying this journey.
That's beautiful. I always say We cannot make without great parents. We cannot make it in this world. We need a support. Children like that, talented children, we need a parent support, understanding, and really, really dream with children. Sometimes parents is looking at the child like, why do you choose this hard business? It's so easier to become somebody different than fighting in LA with the best what the world can have to offer. But you have no problem with that.
Nope. I love being like the odd person. I love people like, oh my goodness, what is she wearing? Oh my goodness, why is she wearing cowboy boots in LA? That is just not what's going on right now. And I just love it. I'm just like, yep, I'm wearing cowboy boots. And that's right.
Even to fight for the country, because you're representing genre country pop, yes? Country rock, country pop.
Yes.
And being in LA and fighting for your dream in a style that seems like it's not so LA.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to go to Nashville, girl. No, you're fighting in LA. That's a big, big deal.
Yes.
And you are here how long?
I am here for probably about 4 or 5 more weeks, and I've been here for 4 weeks. I'm working on my album with Skylar Lex, Bel Air Productions, and I am so happy with everything that's going on right now. I have a lot of big news, and you can check out my Facebook page. I'll be releasing the good news very soon.
Okay, then certain things we cannot say, yes, on the air right now.
Right.
Maybe before she leaves, or when you leave, maybe we can come back for a little bit,
yes,
update.
That would be great.
Could be. Then a few weeks from now, we'll have the great news. We'll find out if she's choosing label or where she is working with, who she is working with. Although I saw the picture with Atlantic Records, and you know what? That was a good picture. That was Atlantic Records, yes?
Yes.
That's a good picture.
Thank you.
Good name. We can say only that. And you know what? Interview with a girl like you who looks much more mature than 14. You know, I will give you like 16. I'll give you easily 16. She's 16 years old. And I know that when I read, oh gosh, your picture is so hot. On the website, you are like just staring at me, this gorgeous eyes and beautiful girl. It's looking really, really much more mature. But you are 14 and you started singing and writing. You tell us your life story. Very long one. Okay, please. What's happened when you were 4?
All right. When I was 4, I just liked to sing around the house. And my parents were like, oh, yeah, that's cute. Every little girl does that. And little did they know, I have been writing songs since I was 5. So I started writing when I was 5, and then I was just improvising with song lyrics and everything. And I went and I did a showcase, and they asked me, you guys should, like, consider doing a CD. And I was like, yeah, that would be great. I have a whole notebook full of songs. I am ready for this. And my parents are just looking at me like, what?
Notebook. You are writing something in a notebook that we have no idea what you are writing about. What you were writing about. How old you were there? 8?
I was 8, yeah.
Beautiful. And it doesn't surprise me. You know, I had this 10, 11 years old children, which I had maybe 100 right now talents in my place, in my studio. But from time to time, we have this few who come up to your place, knock to your door, and I'm like, wow, it's something bigger than life about them. And to me, like you say, like your mommy and daddy said, yeah, it seems like singing is something that girls especially like to do, but the writing something that really means something and you have things to say in so early age, no. This doesn't happen too often. Then, age of 8, Sierra, you having a book and you were writing something there. What there were lyrics about? What you were writing about?
I love to read, and I've loved to read ever since I can remember. So what I would do, and I really didn't even realize what I was doing, I was putting myself in the place of the person that I was reading about, and then I would flip it to what that person would feel like if they were in a relationship.
Okay.
And then that's where I got my inspiration to write song lyrics, and they would just come everywhere, like, I'd see something, I'd be like, that's a lyric! Like, that tree is a lyric! I don't know how, and I don't know why, but it's a lyric!
Wow.
So,
everything what you see, this could be a story.
Yeah.
In your head, you know? And I like what you say, because sometimes when I have students coming to my studio, and I'm coaching them, I have parents coming also, and they're sitting in my living room or something, and I'm almost afraid for them to sing certain songs which are more mature than they age. But I got lucky because parents understand that young age doesn't mean that they don't understand the feelings. They don't understand what is a song about, and they cannot, you know, sing well, feeling the pain, happiness, or just, you know, any heartbreaks. Children understand that. I don't know why, but we understand what love is, what heartbreak is, and we know what is happiness.
Yeah.
From moment when we look at parents, probably lives and eyes, and we know, mommy, daddy, I love you. And that's all what we have. Okay, 8 years old, book, and you had a proposition to start recording.
Yes.
Then you are now 10. Let's speed up your life. Now you are 10 years old.
Now I'm 10 years old, and I start recording, and then I was recording for about 6 months. And about a month after my CD came out, we made a YouTube video. And it was just one that we did in our backyard. And my dad was just like, okay, here's the deal. It doesn't mean anything if you have a YouTube video out on the internet. And you could be years away from ever getting a call. 2 minutes later, it's Big and Rich's manager calling, saying, hey, can your daughter open up for us? Like, sing the national anthem and everything. And I was like, yes! Yes, I can do that! Yes, yes, yes!
And these things, they don't happen for no reason.
No.
Because certain things... Yeah, how could you? Daddy, what did you do? Gosh, how beautiful situation. Did you put this video in the right time, right moment? And you even tried to tell her, honey, don't think that magic will happen because of that. Wow, you were wrong.
I was very wrong. I was trying to explain to her, you know, I know you're excited that you have a YouTube video and you've, you know, recorded a CD, but there are people that do that every day.
And they work years.
For years and years and years, and sometimes nobody ever sees it. And
who picked up the phone when phone rang?
I did. And I was just like, man. Like,
you just looked at me and you were like, wow.
Yeah, it was just kind of a really, it was a neat thing.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Okay, now then, how was the show? What did you do? Do you remember every moment of it? This was like four years ago.
Yes.
I don't remember so many things in my life. And I remember, like, really, I don't know, in singer's life, I think we have so many moments that for us mean something. And sometimes people think, oh, that was like nothing. But there are certain pebbles, certain things that you add to your memories, and they're so precious. And I'm sure this show was like the most important till this moment right now, yes?
Yes.
Did you sing before the show?
Yes, I sang the national anthem before the show. And I was actually 12 when I did that. And I remember looking out at all the people right before I was about to go on, and I looked at Daddy, and he looked at me, and then they said, okay, Sierra, it's time for you to go on, and I grabbed the microphone, and I was just like, okay, here we go, let's get this done, and then I walked off stage, and I sang my song Volunteer Soldier, and I looked at him, and I was like, that's what I want to do forever. That is just...
That was the moment.
That was the moment.
And you were only 10, you know, and you set your mind and you had the feelings, very grown-up feelings. You decided that's what you want to do.
Yes.
Beautiful. I think we are talking about music, and without playing one, this is like talking about nothing. Then let's just listen. Okay. A Chance I Didn't Take?
Yes.
Is this right opening or perfect opposites? Which one would you like?
Chance I Didn't Take.
Chance I Didn't Take. This in a way is my error. Error is coming. Good.
You said
Are you sorry that you didn't take the second chance?
Yes.
Yeah. Was it something real or just was in your head?
I had a crush on a boy.
Of course.
Yeah. And
now he's sorry. He's sorry now. Yeah. Did he know that you wrote the song?
No.
Good. That's one thing that a smart woman, you never say that was for you, because then when they're gone, they're lucky. They have something. Okay, but that's a good, really, really cool. How old are you? You were how old when you sang this one?
I was 13. No, wait. I was 14.
That's good.
When I wrote the song, I was 13. But when I recorded this...
That's recently. Yes, because you are now...
Yes, that was recently. 14. I recorded that one in November, and I want to thank all my band members that helped me record that. Shiloh Powers on guitar, Brandon Dively, B-Dive on guitar, and Brandon Gibson on bass, and Ryan Joyce on drums. Thank y'all so much.
We are thanking also on this side of the microphone, because I know Ilona Europa really, really loves young talents, and I, like I said, I know how much it takes to really develop great talent and believe in them, and just giving them this opportunity to be in a studio and record stuff, that's the hardest things for singer, you know, and you are taking the chances and they are taking chances on you. This was recorded where? In Oklahoma or here?
In Oklahoma.
Ooh, okay. November. That was like recently.
Yes.
Good for you, girl. Okay. I would love to a little bit know what's happened because you play guitar very well. And these things that Daddy mentioned, Danny, you mentioned also before we enter studio, that is happening in your life. You have these guitars that are just given to you. You have sponsors who love you. And that pretty good one. Then that's the road that grown-up artists dream about. And here we have this gorgeous 14-year-old girl who just brings these big companies to her knees and say, please, can you represent us? That's a big, big, big deal. And I would love to really talk about this a little bit. But for right now, that was your chance I didn't take.
Yes.
That was from perspective of 14 years old girl. I'm a little bit older. I got different perspective on life. And Dad will probably understand that, although you are very happy married for 15 years. We understand. What is mommy's name?
Tanya Crane.
Hi, Tanya. We are doing a great job here.
Hi, mommy.
We miss you.
We miss you.
And I understand you have three more children.
Three, yeah.
Yes, my little brother and my older sister and my little sister.
And we'll be talking a little bit on about brother, because we want him to feel a little bit better, you know?
Yes, my brother broke his arm on Thursday and... Oh, my goodness.
Now you cannot even hug him for a little bit. But when you come back, probably you can do this bear hug.
Yes.
His arms will be almost okay.
Yes.
Anyway, yes, I always say love has many different ways hurting us. And the most important is to be strong for everything what's coming and going into our lives and just deal with it the right way, I believe. And we'll be talking also about military background that your parents have and
yes.
Why you are who you are, which I think that's very, very much because of your parents. That's what I see, and I think you're a perfect girl for everybody to just love, not only about music, about everything about you. But yeah, let's see how older lady like me cries. I'm really not, because I think anthem and strength of woman in every age need to be really, really shown. Easy come, easy go. Ilona Europa.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other day. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. Anyway, I believe you didn't mean to hurt me when you said sometimes love's a game we play. Love, love, love.
I believe I try to understand you this time again. Anyway. Stronger every day, that's for sure, when it comes to my life. And I know that Sierra will need a strength, and I think she has in her to just be in LA and fight with the best there in this business. And I know she will find her own place here, and probably hopefully world will hear you soon. Okay. Right now we have in your arms or hands beautiful guitar.
Yes.
And that's so unusual that things like that are given to you. How this could happen? I don't play guitar, but I want one. Like that. It's pretty.
It is very pretty. And I want to thank Boulder Creek Guitars for sending me this guitar. It is so amazing. And it sounds incredible. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we got a Music Man guitar from, I think, Natasha, my daughter. She was like 11 or 12 years old when she got this gorgeous guitar also. And yeah, that's what made her start playing guitar, because guitar was so beautiful. Before, teachers were coming and going, I was like, eh. And then the guitar just got into her hands, beautiful, sparkly blue and gorgeous. And and yeah, but you play guitar from when?
I've played guitar for 5 years, and I've been singing for 2.
Wow, which means took you a little bit to learn how to play guitar.
Yes.
And Daddy, do you think she had like talent for it, or took her times and lots of money to pay these teachers to come and go, and or she just picked up the guitar and you felt she's natural?
You know, it was kind of funny because she was taking lessons for quite a while, and we really didn't. We kind of felt like, geez, you know, maybe this just isn't for her. Maybe she's wasting her time. And she took some music theory classes, and as soon as she started taking music theory classes,
It just clicked, and I was like, everything. I understand it all.
Oh, my gosh. You need the logic behind how to write. And oh, my God, that's really unusual.
She just went from plucking at strings to writing songs and putting everything together, and her playing just went.
You need the strings to just let them to play your music, what is in your head and heart. Okay, then describe, or play a little bit live. She has guitar in her hand. The guitar is gorgeous. Again, what is the mark?
Boulder Creek.
Thank you. Looks great on her. Wow. What is so special about this guitar? Could you explain us?
It doesn't have a hole in the middle.
It's
got a hole on the side.
Yes.
And it just gives it like
different tonality.
A very cool tone, yeah.
We will listen. And everybody, in 30 minutes, please switch to video channel on LA Talk Radio, because we can be seen there, heard there, and of course, Sierra will be singing live for us, and we'll be looking at this gorgeous guitar. That hole is not in the middle, it's on the side, and the tonality is just very, very special. But right now, yes, please, play
All
something
right.
for us live.
This is a teaser of my song, Smile.
Smile.
Love it when you smile and your eyes light up the entire room. You try and hide it, I can see it all over you. And you glance my way. I love it when you smile and my heart opens up to you. You can see it all happen.
This is really beautiful. And I see your voice really changed. Even 4 months from this recording, you really have very, very good presence when you sing to the microphone. These microphones also are great, but guitar and you agrees beautifully. We need new Taylor Swift very much, and hopefully this is you.
Yes, I hope so.
Okay, when you think about who do you love the most in any genres of music, because I somehow think that you listen to everything.
I do listen to everything. I listen to everything from The Beatles to Cold War Kids to Journey, and then I listen to country, and I listen to like Blake Shelton. I listen to all the male singers. I listen to Joe Diffie, and then I listen to Toby Keith, and then I'll listen to Carrie Underwood and Miranda Lambert, yeah. And then I'll jump to pop, and I'll be listening to 21 Pilots.
Oh,
and
gosh,
Rihanna.
I listen to them. They're great. They're unusual. They're unusual, 21 Pilots. Very unusual style of music, yes?
Yes.
And okay, then what about hip hop? Is it something that you like?
I think with 21 Pilots, it's just the groove of
it.
Yes,
groove
like,
of it.
Yeah, and like all the pop songs, I take a little bit from everybody, and I'm like, oh, they pronounce this a certain way. I can manipulate my voice to make it sound like that.
Yeah, you're right.
It's just
your voice is your instrument, and
yes.
Just play is like a playground. I love. I'm coming back to Dan. Dan, you mentioned that when you were 9 years old, you were playing with your little toys in the sand,
yeah.
But they were military toys.
Yes.
And you mentioned something that she achieved in age of 10, 11, so much already. And you like said like you didn't. But really, you playing with military toys always made you dream to become to be in military?
Yeah. I mean, that was something that I always wanted to do. But
what I'm saying, you were achieving your
hard.
Dream too. Oh,
yes.
Don't say you didn't work too hard, because probably what you were doing a little bit later is what really we love so much about your wife and you. You
yeah.
devoted your life to our country, yes?
Yes, yeah.
Then
yeah.
Your wife is also in the military, or was?
She is. She still is. Yeah, she's on active duty, and you know, hopefully in the next year she'll be retiring. But she's amazing. She's a wonderful woman, and she's done so many great things. And you know, right now, you know, we're asking a lot of her to keep an eye on the other three kids and still hold her duties down in the Army, and she's doing a great job.
But you are like this perfect family that I really, really think. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
We are talking patriotism, loving the country. We are talking about knowing what is right from wrong and just understanding the family and country is all what you are and you have. And you will be representing forever USA on
yes.
any ground that you will be. But also you have this wonderful parents and mama who is still working both jobs, and they're pretty tough, both of them. I know that you are very attached to military.
Yes.
Are you calling yourself Army Brat?
Army Brat, yes.
Please tell us about this. I know you want to be a role model. Everybody not everybody, but a lot of people just try to put sticker on our faces, say, oh, you'll be a role model, you will try, you'll do, you know, we want you. But it's somehow I believe that you really mean what you are saying. I see your upbringing, I see the way how you behave, and I read, of course, your bio. I'm hoping everybody will check your links that I posted on Accent On, on both Accents on Facebook. But tell us your website.
My website is www.sierramackenzie.com. And I have Facebook.
And they can read about what I'm talking about
yes.
you being Army Brat, which, why do you say, Brat seems like a little negative, but or cool or funny, but you are like so settled in your thoughts and ways about what you think about country and loving your country.
Yes, when the first time somebody called me an Army Brat, I was like, I don't know what that means, but I like the Army part. And I've, like, kept that name with me, and I've really dug deep down into what that means.
Yeah, and means that you want to be ready
yes.
always for something.
Yes.
That's so beautiful.
Armed and ready.
I'm trying to, and I read, I think your website is charming.
Thank
just,
you.
You don't need to have anything more, but already describes who you are so nicely. Then tell us what is inside of you, why you have this grown-up way of thinking about so many things, and when this came from. Why so serious? Sometimes, although your smile is a very beautiful smile song, and I think people love this song very much, but you have much deeper lyrics in your songs.
Yes. I've always listened to what my parents have said. Like, my dad was involved with the FRG, so I got to talk to all the soldiers, and I got to see... I just watched everything that was going on around me, and I wrote my song Volunteer Soldier, and it's really just explaining that freedom isn't free. We all have to pay a price at some point for our country's freedom.
I love that. I really, really hope you will be including the song every time when you sing, because that's the message. That's the message, and from your lips to young people's ears. Then, you know, that's something that you can send to them loudly and clearly. And because sometimes they need a little shake, 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 and they will understand what is right from wrong.
Yes.
You know, then you have still guitar in your hands. Is this something that you would like to play for us before I'll push another button and we'll play Perfect Opposites?
That song is actually available on Reverb Nation, and I am working on the development of that song on guitar. And that song is on Reverb Nation and YouTube. And
do you want me to play right now, or do you want to play something on a guitar for us a little bit, anything that you want?
I'll play a little bit on guitar.
Just play. Whatever song you want. You can play anything that you want.
All right.
I mean, just your live voice is just really beautiful.
Thank you.
Very, very good.
Thank you so much. This song is called Vintage.
Oh.
Country town, so pouring down. I sure wouldn't change a thing. Dirty boots and rusty roots. Love this old country swing. The windmill keeps on going round, round, round. The windmill keeps on going round. I'm vintage, like a sweet bottle of wine. Vintage. Oh, I'm one of a kind, vintage. Perfection personified, vintage. Oh, and I'm feeling all right now, yeah. My faded jeans with a few strings. Ain't no place I'd rather be. My cowgirl hair and sweetest tea. It's a Southern All-American thing. The windmill keeps on going round, round, round. The windmill keeps on going round. I'm vintage, like a sweet bottle of wine. Vintage. Oh, I'm one of a kind. Vintage. Perfection personified, vintage. Oh, and I'm feeling all right now, yeah. Class ain't nothing that you can buy. Class means God made me just right. I'm vintage, like a sweet bottle of wine. Vintage. Oh, I'm one of a kind. Vintage. Perfection personified. Vintage. Oh, and I'm feeling all right now. Vintage. Like a sweet bottle of wine, vintage. Oh, I'm one of a kind, vintage. Perfection personified, vintage. Oh, and I'm feeling it right now, yeah. I'm vintage. I'm vintage.
baby. You're so good.
Thank you. This is hit. Thank you.
It's not recorded yet?
It is not recorded yet.
No. Girl, this is your hit. I know something about it. This is your real hit. You also, I'm hoping you'll be recording acoustic. All of the songs that you are working to record, you need to have acoustic version recorded.
Yes.
You know? Please promise. This is like so important. You are so authentic, vintage. You are so perfect, you know, when you play and guitar and you're becoming one. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so proud of you.
I'm so, Jeff Loro, I saw you passing by and I'm so thankful you just gave me this girl for my show. I'm just really proud to have you.
Thank you. Really.
And I'm requesting this song on the camera, which means in 20 minutes, everybody who wants to hear and see beautiful Sierra singing live, and the song will be played on a camera. It's just so cool. And also understand that nothing can happen if parents are not there for all our children to really dream and become big. If they have these dreams in them, take certain type of parents. And I know I'm dealing with wonderful parents who are standing next to my great talents, and they just hold them hands and they just take them to studios, do anything, everything what is necessary. And then that is necessary. It's just necessary. Then please, parents, if children dream, let them dream and be next to them with any help that they need. Okay? That's why you are here.
Yes.
Then and not, you know, when you are that waited for, yes, in Oklahoma. But they understand the bigger picture. Yes, they understand that Sierra needs to have a protection and just have daddy around.
They do. They do. And, you know, it's really... You know, I admire, you know, my wife and kids for being, I mean, my wife really has it much harder than I do. You know, she's staying home instead of two parents. There's one, you know, and dealing with everything. And the kids are really good about it, and everybody pitches in. And it's really fantastic. My parents came down to help her. And my whole family, you know, our whole family has been very supportive. And, you know, it takes a village, you know, they say. And
luck.
Yes.
But talent is there. That's all what is necessary. Beauty is there too. Oh, gosh, you have full package, whole package. That's so cool. Did Disney knock to your door?
Huh?
Disney? Did they call you? Or you are too old for Disney? Not.
I'm really too edgy for Disney.
Gosh, but they could eventually create something like more serious, you know, with the girl who is a role model, who has there something to say. That would be so much fun. Disney also, or whoever, maybe, you know, just look that she's beautiful. I think TV needs you.
Thank you.
You could be another Hannah Montana, but the more serious one. Why not? We need that. We really, really do need. Okay. Then I would love to close our show or finish our show with your song. But before, I will play a little bit Picture Perfect Shitanya for Shitanya Vaturi. Yes, she yesterday spent like you till 3 in the morning. You were, yes, in a studio recording your backing tracks. And Shitanya recorded two many, many months, her album, but Picture Perfect. But yesterday she had this whole long day, 14 hours from audition to audition. And there were thousands of people in lines for America's Got Talent. She was going up, up, up and got on a camera. We'll see what's happened. Everybody will be the first in Accent On to know, because Shitanya is ours. We are playing her here a lot, and now we'll be playing also Sierra's music, because she's ours too. Then we'll be promoting anything what she sends us, and we'll be playing her songs. But right now, a little bit of Shitanya Picture Perfect, because we love you, baby.
Life can seem picture perfect, how it was in your mind every day and every night. What seems to be and what seems to need are two different things. It was the color of that dying rose that woke me up. Nice. dancing picture, perfect. How it was in your mind every day and every night. You keep on doing the same old things, running the same old circle. Can you face yourself to maybe try and change?
Chitania is 13. You are 14 years old. Which, what does this mean? Talent is not everywhere, but talent is here and here to stay. People can find you everywhere also, yes, Sierra?
Yes.
Can you give us some description how to get in touch with you? We have your website, Facebook. What else?
I have Twitter, Instagram. I'm on Spotify. I'm on Reverb Nation. And I think
it's good enough.
Yeah.
We can find you everywhere.
Yeah, you can find me.
Or you can find her also on Accent On, and from tonight or tomorrow morning, this show is ready for downloads and to listening anytime when anybody wants it. And the same in 15 minutes, we'll be having live show, but show will be ready for downloads on YouTube. And please watch her, see how beautiful she is, listen how beautiful voice this girl have. And I'm hoping before she leaves back to Oklahoma, we will hear some great, great news, because
yes,
things are cooking here for her in
yes,
Los Angeles. And we know you have a chance, girl. You really do. You
thank
work
you
hard, but you sound out of this world. That's so good. We have perfect opposites. That's what is English, or I'm reading funky.
Perfect opposites.
Gosh, sometimes yes, I do something right. That's good. And then I would love to play this song. Do you have something to say about this one?
I do, and before I say about the song, I want to thank Skylar Lex, of course, and Taylor Hill, one of my producers who has been working crazy hours. Thank you so much. I also want to thank Lance Frazee for helping us, and I would like to thank Killer Q Guitar Straps and Boulder Creek Guitars, and I would like to thank my parents.
You're welcome.
Yes, and we are thanking you.
Yes, and I would like to thank you so much.
Of course, you are my girl already. Then that's fine, and I'm just very happy to have you. Again, let's listen to your song, and please, everybody, 15 minutes or 10, 12 minutes, switch to video channel. Only a few shows are taped, and Accent On TV, the best of Poland, Europe, and the rest of the world will be taped 15 minutes from now live, and then you can download and watch over and over on YouTube, on LA Talk Radio, whenever you want, in archives. We are there, but we have Sierra with us. Then thank you so much. Until next Monday, perfect opposites.
Thank you. Perfect opposites. Girls entitled to a fantasy.
never ever going back. That's how I like it, like Romeo and Juliet. We're perfect opposites.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.